With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hamas has already released about a dozen Israeli hostages it took captive in its terrorist raid last month, with more on the way. As Karen Chambas reports, those released are part of a much longer list.
Included in the list of detained Palestinians were 24 women and 15 teenage boys. The Palestinian Prisoners Club, an advocacy group, said the 39 detainees from the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem will be delivered to the International Committee of the Red Cross at Israel's Ofer prison near the West Bank city of Ramallah. Their release is to take place after 4 p.m. local time, when 13 Israeli hostages will be released from Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
It remains to be seen whether either political party's candidate will take part in next year's three presidential debates. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The Commission on Presidential Debates this week announced that college towns in Texas, Virginia, and Utah will host general election debates. Donald Trump has made clear he wants to debate Joe Biden if he's the nominee. However, the Republican National Committee is considering a boycott of any debates sponsored by the CPD. National Democrats, meanwhile, expressed frustration with the commission in 2020 over what they called its failure to enforce the rules. And the Biden re-election campaign has not said whether he would debate Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Missouri's governor has been granting pardons at a pace not seen since the World War II era. Pastor Kenny Bastet of Grace Fellowship Church in El Dorado Springs, Missouri, says he was surprised to have gotten a letter saying he's been pardoned.
I was like, what is this? And then it said I was pardoned. I didn't know I wanted to be pardoned so bad until I opened that letter. That was really cool.
And this Black Friday, it's been pretty strong going for the major indexes on Wall Street. The Dow at this hour up by 86 points. This is SRN News. A Roman emperor gets the transgender treatment, according to Michael Harrington.
Marcus Aurelius Antonius, usually referred to as Elagabalus, was one of the more flamboyantly decadent leaders of ancient times and did routinely parade around in women's clothing prior to his assassination in 222 A.D., but now curators of Britain's North Herefordshire Museum have branded the emperor, quote, a transgender woman, and have begun referring to him using female pronouns. A coin bearing his image now appears in the museum's LGBT display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in India are expressing outrage at a raid by police on a house church in Uttar Pradesh. International Christian Concern reports lawmen arrested the pastor and several other people, then confiscated Bibles, the PA system, and even the pulpit from the building. The detainees were later released after being charged with forcibly converting Hindus to Christianity. This is SRN News. Some residents of Lahaina, Hawaii, have been hired by an attorney to help them assess the safety of their homes after the August wildfire that left behind ash and a lingering smell of smoke.
One of the residents who's been trying to clean his home says he worries about the lingering smell and whether contaminated ash could cause long-term health effects. And Daniel Skousen is requesting an independent health analysis, concerned that town officials may be so intent on reviving the tourism industry, they might downplay any negative test results. Officials have deemed most of the water supplies are unsafe to drink, while advising that children and pregnant women stay away from the burn zone. A main concern is dioxins, toxic compounds that can form when plastic pipes, tires, and other household materials are burned. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.